You said you didn't go fishing very much. Do you do much hunting?
I haven't caught a gun in 40 years.
40 years? We're talking about guns. You might put a shell in a shotgun, but what would you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge.
What about in a playground, things that children play on? You might see something that's kind of long board and it's fixed right in the middle. Children get on it and...
Seesaw.
What would you say they're doing if you saw somebody doing that?
Seesaw.
What about, have you ever seen something, again, that's something that children play on, a long board that this time fixed at both ends? It's kind of limber so that a child could jump up and down on the middle of it. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of something called a joggling board? You heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then something else the children could play on. Might have a long board or something like that fixed in the middle, but this time it turns around like that?
Flying unit.
Flying unit. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No, I haven't.
You heard it called a merry-go-round?
Yeah, merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One, you know, something that's real common. You know, you could suspend it from the limb of a tree by ropes, and you have a plank right at the bottom, and
swing.
What about something, a container that you might have in the house next to the fireplace that you know, where you kept the coal? What would you call that?
Well, I always kept the coal in a scuttle.
Scuttle. Is that the same thing that you might use to bring the coal in from the outside?
Yeah.
Talking about an old-fashioned stove, what is it that you, what do you call the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney? That's the what?
Pipe.
Stove
pipe.
What is the flue?
That's where your pipe goes into.
What pipe? Is that outside the house?
Yeah.
Where the smoke comes out?
Yeah.
What about this thing we were talking about, tubes a minute ago? Something that you might use around the house to carry things in. It has, you know, two handles and a little wheel on front.
Wheelbarrow.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard people talk about a Georgia buggy?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about a Georgia buggy.
You don't know exactly what that is?
No.
I guess it must be some type of wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
What about if you were going to sharpen something like an axe? You might sharpen it on, you know, this big thing that turns around. Sometimes you operate it with your foot.
Grinding wheel.
And then if you wanted to put an even finer edge on it, you might use one of these things that you can hold in your hand.
That's called a hone.
A hone. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Wet rock.
Wet rock. What would you call that thing that I drove up here?
Automobile.
Automobile. Do people call them anything else?
No. Maybe
just a car?
Car.
Car, automobile. Okay. If your car started making all kinds of squeaking noises, you might take it into the filling station and ask the attendant to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Leave it.
If you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
bleeding.
And what about if you were still there at the filling station, you might ask the man to open your hood and check the
battery, check the oil, and motor.
What is
water.
It?